Hey y'all, it's me, Chef Leisha. Not in a real excited, happy mood today. I have been trying to record a podcast for 3 weeks, and it has been the hardest task to do. Just because the world is on fire. I'm sure y'all see it. And there's a lot to discuss, a lot to process, and I thought, hey, I could use the podcast as an outlet like I have before, but it's not happening this time. It isn't. So I just decided to try again, see what happens. Hopefully, I get a good few minutes to talk to you guys, let you know what I'm doing, how I'm doing. I'm not okay, not 100%. COVID really did a number on me emotionally, and then the recent unrest in the world has also done the same, and I have really been working through all of my feelings because as an essential worker, I hate the term essential worker, but to give you some background, I have not been off work like some people when the quarantine started. That's when work picked up for me in the sense that giving away CSA boxes to those who need them has been a top priority. Creating online content for Edible Schoolyard has started to happen. And then there were just like a lot more meetings and checking in and as we were working from home. So the demand to be present and not completely fold early on was a whole thing. And I'm really happy to say that I have done quite a few things with Edible Schoolyard and creating some content. And you can see some of that on social media and on the website. But also that the business is going well and thriving. I'm still cooking. I have clients who are housebound, who are high risk. So because of COVID, they should not be out. And so I'm cooking for them and taking care of my family, you know, with the kids being home, homeschooling. Again, we used to homeschool, but now it's different when the public school is really driving the force of school in a way that the kids weren't used to. So it's been a challenge to balance everything out. You know, we hit a breaking point. Well, I know I did. I know the world has. But speaking for myself, I hit this breaking point where it's just like, you know, there were a couple of weeks where I did not stop crying. And not sobbing, not very vocal, but just where I would be doing mundane tasks and the tears would just continue to fall. That wasn't like me. So I decided to see a therapist, and I have been in therapy since. And I have to say that the tears are not as frequent. They are still there, but they're not as frequent. But that just speaks to a few things because, you know, as you guys have heard several times in the podcast before where, you know, I'm all about self-care and making sure that the mindful part of me doesn't go away, you know, that I don't lose that part of the chef, that the mindful chef is really mindful. Becoming more self-aware is something that is helping to process what's happening now. Giving grace where grace is needed, not obsessing over dieting and food in the sense of just looking for the food to be nourishment, just looking for the food to be a comfort to my soul and my body, you know, so not not obsessing over exercise. I pushed myself for a couple of weeks with the exercise. I was feeling really great. And then I hit a wall and I just didn't want to do it anymore. And giving myself space for that. I think it's really important that we understand that there's a time and a place for everything, and that sometimes we need grace and space, and other times we push. And I honestly couldn't push anymore. And if I had woke up again the following day and the following day with the mindset to push, 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 I don't know what today would look like. Today would look probably a lot differently than it does, and maybe in a not so good way. I have, as someone who just loves vegetables, I do consume a lot. So I have been posting a lot of dishes on Instagram to showcase what I've been up to in the kitchen. But I feel like the fog is lifting a little bit. And I felt like the fog was lifting until the protest started. So I don't know. Maybe the fog is coming back. Either way, I just wanted to come in for a minute and let y'all know what was what. Like, it's a crazy time right now. Today, I am going to be in the kitchen mixing up stuff again, recording some videos, and making spice blends that will hopefully be on a table near you very shortly. So that is what the plan is for right now. And that's all I can say, is that I have so many feelings to process, so many feelings to work through, so that I don't lose myself in what is happening. I know that there are a lot of people who are confused. They're confused about what's happening right now. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions. I am reluctant to share my opinions this time because I don't feel I should have to. I'm going to go back to an old podcast that I did before about taking space and knowing when I want to communicate a thing and when I don't, and whether or not I owe people anything. And I don't feel like I owe anybody anything. So I feel like I'm not going to be the spokesperson and the talking points for you and your friends. That's the space that I'm living in right now. I don't have to agree with a thing to understand it. Right now, I'm angry. I'm mad as hell. That is what I will tell you. I'm pissed. And I am working with some folks to find my place in community organizations that are going to create change in the future. So those are the things I will share. What those organizations are, I'm not going to share that at this time. But I just needed to be known that I'm pissed. I'm tired of Black men dying, Black women dying, Black children. I'm tired of them dying the way that they are. And when you wake up every day and you see the images and you hear the stories and it's over and over and over again, it's just too much for your soul. So that's where I am. That's where I am. And hopefully people will understand that it is not my job to teach you how to be a better human being. You gotta want to be a better human being for yourself. And once you want that for yourself and you move forward with that in mind, you seek out opportunities to be a better human being. You seek out ways to learn how to be a better human being. But it won't be my emotional baggage to carry. It won't. I have been the one Black friend to many people over and over and over again. And I have been the representative of Black culture for people over and over again. And in the year of our Lord 2020, I refuse to do it again. So, I guess that's my truth, where I stand. I am 100% aware that this is kind of off the script of what I normally talk about in my podcast, but life ain't normal, so things have to be said. I'm still cooking. I'm still heavily rooted in food security and education and growing food. I'm growing food in my yard. But I won't be your sounding board to figure out how to deal with the world right now. I'm done. So it's time for those of you who are listening that really absolutely care about what's going on in the world and want to make a difference to seek out those opportunities. And the only thing I can suggest you do is not bother another Black person for them to teach you. There are wonderful books that have been written that you can read. There are TV shows, documentaries, blogs you can read. But I'm not going to carry that weight on me anymore to be the representative, because the shit's exhausting. It is. And it's exhausting because I only represent myself. And Black people are not a monolith. So, you know, what's mine is mine, and what isn't mine is not mine. And it might be a different story for a different person, and you're going to take my words as law and then potentially mess up with another individual. So just keep that in mind when you're reading posts on social media, when you are reading books and listening to news stories and everything. There's no person that can speak for the race. There is, that don't exist, you know. So do with that what you will, but I wanted to come in and just let some of that off, because I feel like that's really clearly the only thing that I can muster up saying right now, is that I'm still cooking, I'm still working, I have new content coming. I am doing cooking classes online. If you're following me on Facebook, then you will find the events posted and you can see me and attend my classes that I'm cooking. And my spices are here, my jars are here, and I'm ready for labels and getting spices out to you for sale. So the world is still turning, which is also a problem, because while the world is burning, it's also turning. We can't stop that. But thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. It's been a very emotional couple of months, and I'm just working through it. And I hope that you are too. I hope that you are understanding that if you need therapy, to go get therapy. If you need to exercise your faith a little bit deeper, a little bit stronger, do that as well. I have decided to do that. And cling to those who are a support. You know, cling to those who are a support. And today I'm smiling through my tears. Yesterday I wasn't smiling at all, but today I am. But the tears are still there. So that's the difference. And it will probably be that for a very long time. So until next time, this has been the Mindful Chef. Go cook something great, y'all. Enjoy your plates. Don't worry about diets. Live, because tomorrow's not promised. Bye.